Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and keeping with the theme of Father's Day this week, I want to share a story with you about somebody who was, you know, taking a motorcycle ride with a bunch of friends several years ago to Sturgis, South Dakota. And every year, thousands of bikers from all over the world go to Sturgis for the annual rally. And it's a circus of activity and people. It's also pretty dangerous. There are bikers riding up and down every road and every path. There are thousands of other motorists, cars, pickups, vans, SUVs, and even 18-wheelers. And for a biker, those other motorists really spell danger. Most people don't see motorcycles, and they don't pay attention or respect bikers enough to realize that they're bigger than the bike. And bikers have to be really much more alert than motorists do. And this man and his friends had just left a park and that had buffalo in it that they could watch and photograph. And they were having a really good time. And that was about to change really suddenly. And a friend in front of the pack suddenly cut in front of this man and hit his brakes. And they rode in a staggered pattern for safety, and his move really just eliminated that safety net. And they were going about 60 miles an hour, and at that speed, you really don't have a lot of time to explore your options. And there were three options, basically. He could go off a steep and dangerous embankment on the right, or two, he could run into his bike, the bike in front of him, and possibly kill both of them. Or he could go into oncoming traffic and hopefully make it to the flat and wider shoulder on the left side of the highway. And he tried to go left, but his pipetails were long and extended well past the rear tire. And the front tire caught his left tailpipe, and he felt his bike starting to fall. And he says it was a really surreal experience of knowing that you're going down and that you might not make it out of this alive. And he says he slid about 100 yards on the asphalt, and the rider behind him said, you know, I thought you were going to slide into the oncoming traffic, but last minute you made a 90-degree turn and went toward the steep embankment. And he says, well, you know, and then I thought you were going to go down the embankment, but last minute you decided, you know, you made another 90-degree turn and went back to the middle of the road and never stopped. Well, his friends bandaged him up, and they rode to the nearest hospital. And he was x-rayed and given a shot for the pain. And the road rash was treated and bandaged. And he had lost, you know, some skin on his left arm from basically his shoulder to below the elbow. And his left leg also lost skin from hip to knee. He was told to wait for about 6 hours before he rode his bike again. He had to basically ride home 1,000 miles away. And he was trying to figure out what happened and when all of a sudden he was overcome with why he was alive and no worse off. I mean, really, his injuries were not that severe. Now, several months prior to this, his dad had passed away, and he didn't really have the best relationship with his dad while he was growing up, but he knew without a doubt that his dad was there to help him when he needed the help the most. And he believed that he had laid his bike down gently and that his dad had helped him hold his bike off of him while he slid down the asphalt and helped him turn each time he was going into oncoming traffic or off the steep embankment, that really it was his father that had helped him and steered him and protected him. And he said he just stood there and cried and thanked him for being there and apologized to him for the time that he had lost with his father, and blamed his relationship on himself and for not telling his dad how much he loved him. And at that moment, he believes that all was forgiven for everyone involved. He again believes that whenever he needs his father the most, that his father is there for him and will always continue to be there for him. And so he says, you know, that he believes in angels. He believes that he has his father with him, and he just wants to tell his father thank you and that he loves him very much. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.